Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 15, 1804, day 63 of the expedition. Camped in a point of woods on the larboard side opposite a large island. It is worthy of note that the expedition is approaching the eastern edge of the Great Plains. The characteristic treelessness of these plains was new to them. Today, the area along the Missouri is more wooded because prairie fires are now controlled. Today, Captain William Clark writes,
"A heavy fog this morning prevented our setting out before 7 o'clock. At 9, I took two men and walked on the larboard side. I proceeded on through those prairies several miles. In this day's march through woods and prairies, I only saw 3 deer and 3 fawns. The plain appeared to continue back 20 or 30 miles. Captain William Clark, July 15, 1804.
On this day, Captain Lewis was not concerned with fawns or prairies.
"This evening I discovered that my chronometer had stopped, nor can I assign any cause for this accident. She had been wound up the preceding noon as usual. This is the third instance in which this instrument has stopped in a similar manner since she has been in my possession, though the first time since we left the River Du Bois. I have concluded, whatever this impediment may proceed from, it was not caused by any material injury her works have sustained. I have determined to come to at the first convenient place and make such observations as were necessary to ascertain her error, establish the latitude and longitude, and determine the variation of the needle in order to fix a second point of departure. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 15, 1804.
You can see from this entry the concern Captain Lewis had for the chronometer, an instrument used to measure longitude, by recording the time it takes to move from a known longitude measurement. The Earth is nearly a globe, divided into 360 degrees, and a clock makes a 360-degree movement in 12 hours, which is 60 degrees per hour. To correct the reading of time, altitude of the sun's measurements must be made after stopping, or from a stationary position. It is a complicated procedure unless a very accurate clock is used. Stopping on the ocean or on the river is often impossible, and if not stopped, inaccurate measurements are made. Foggy and overcast days prevent the measuring of the altitude of the sun, and a chronometer is used in such a case. Chronometers of the day were not that accurate, and the standardizing of the error to correct the time was essential. Tomorrow, bald-pated prairies.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.